Amen. You love the Lord, say amen. Amen. It's good to be here this morning. We appreciate you. Amen. Coming out, we know we got still got several that's got this virus and things like this going around, but I appreciate you being there this morning in the house of the Lord. Amen. I ask you to bring your cell phone this morning because of two reasons. We finally got the phone tree back up, and the phone tree that was on there is probably about 8 years old. And so if you have not received a call this week or more than one, that means your number is not on there or we've got an old number. And so what I need you to do is write down your number that you want on the phone tree in order for it to be called. Also, we now can do text messaging. And so if you'd rather do this and not on the phone tree, this is how you do it. And I'm an expert at this. So after about 500 tries with Dana and Christy. And so if I can't get you through it, see them before you leave. All right, if you got a cell phone, this is what you do. You're going to do it like you're going to do a text. You go into your phone like you're going to send a text. Enter this number. This is the number as to the person you are texting. That number is 81010. All right? In your text message box, like the message you're going to send, you will go at morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, 191. All right? You'll receive a text back that says, enter your name. Text your name into it, send it. You'll get another text back. Want to know if you're a student, parent, or et cetera, just put the letter S. And then hit it. You're now in it. All right? This is not a group text. You're not going to, people say, well, I joined that, but I don't want all 200 people all of a sudden, all day long, my phone going off. That don't happen. Another thing, you cannot text me back on this number, okay? Because it will not respond to me. And so all I can do is text you. And so that's in the bulletin. It's a very easy way to do it. It's a lot easier on me. That way I can do it at work. I can do it if I'm in Florida. If I'm in the mountains, I just shoot that text. Everybody gets it at the same time. So either one of those ways, it's either in the bulletin, but if you want the phone tree, I've got to have your correct phone number. And so please take care of that for me today. Just put it in there. If you'd like to have text only, if you'd like to say, okay, I want to have text, but I could care less about hearing your voice. And so You say, just put text only, Brother Jeff, on a piece of paper, put it in the offering this morning. Or if you want both, I've had people say, you know, we just love to hear you call. And you just put, Brother Jeff, we'd like both numbers in there. Everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You ain't done it. But it's in the bulletin anyway. But I appreciate you. So what we're going to do, we're not going to take up the offering right now. We're going to come back. We're going to sing another song. Brother Robbie, you got somebody? Did he leave? Oh, Jimmy. All right. Brother Jimmy going to come on and lead us a song while you're figuring out which one you'd rather do. And if you'd like to write that on a $100 bill and give it to me, you can do that also. But whatever you want to do, one way or other, that way when the offering is given, just drop it in there. And these fine guys, they'll give it to me and we'll know what to do. Will everybody be on the same page? What you got, Brother Jimmy? Let's all stand on it anyway. It's 110. Thank God it's my favorite song. If anybody's got trouble, if you'll let Brother Tommy know, he can help you immediately. He can do it. So just kind of say, hey, over here. And he can help you out, or some of these others this morning. Go ahead, brother. Is that clear enough? us all today. I'm going home. Rob. Tell them if they got a bunch of these, see if they can find the envelope. Put all that right there. Yeah. I'm going home, evermore to roam. I am not complaining, every day I'm gaining hallelujah. I'm going home. No, not on the tent. Not in the room. Go to my phone. That's good singing right there. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Through someone. Of the Lord. This morning, my Bible teaches me that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sin. I'm so glad, that Christ chose to go to the cross, shed his blood. I think every time we try to sing this song, I think of Sister Penny. Won't you listen to the words, yes, because we just got so much. So much to thank him for now. Why are you going out there now? Come on. Let's go. Yes, have you?
God, so much to thank him for.
song here will just about explain, I think, how every Christian feels about God. Why don't you listen to us, Lisa, sing. God's been good.
Thank you.
Maybe one more verse. Praise. Turn your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 40, and verse number 15. Will you leave already since it's been good to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Isaiah, chapter number 40, verse number 15, reading through verse number 18. I want to preach today on this right here, the greatness of God. Amen. The greatness of God. Amen. Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 15, reading through verse number 18. He said, "Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, are counted as the small dust of balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing." Verse number 16. The Bible said, "And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof to be sufficient for a burnt offering." Verse number 17. He said, "All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity." Verse number 18. "To whom then will ye liken God, or what likeness will you compare him to?" You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, how, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while. How, Lord, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. How, Lord, I know, God, that all I can do, how, Lord, is study your word. And how, Lord, do that that we can do. But God, how, Lord, the Holy Spirit has to come on the scene to do the that that needs to be done today. How, Lord, we thank you, God, for each one that made the journey, Lord, to be with us in the house of God. Lord, we ask all these things, Lord, in Jesus' name, I humbly pray, amen and amen. Look at that verse number 18, one more time. The Bible said, "To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare unto him?" Amen. Neighbor, if I had a message, you'd be on that. Neighbor, the greatness of God. Listen, I believe sometime, Brother Michael, listen, sometimes we, listen, God blesses us so much. Listen, as we were singing that song a while ago, we fail to realize just how great he is. Listening, just how God, he is this morning. Listen, do we not realize, listen, he's the one that give the command for the sun to rise this morning. He'll give the command for the sun begin to set and the moon begin to come. Listen, do we not realize the Bible said that life and death is given through him? Listen, the greatness of God. Listen, the Bible describes God in such a way. Brother Herman, there's nothing earthly we can compare him to. That's what he's saying here in the book of Isaiah. He said there's nothing we can really describe it. Amen. Listen, like we describe. And somebody said, well, what does that taste like? Well, have you ever eaten butter pecan ice cream? Listen, it can describe something. Listen, it kind of gives you a picture of it. But God's got what he's got this morning. It's undescribable. Listen, neighbor, today. A lot of people say, well, just tell me how you feel. Listen, it's undescribable. There's nothing on this side of eternity that can compare, listen, with the greatness of God. Amen. As far as our standards today. Listen, what a great God. Listen, we serve today. Listen, I'm glad he said I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Listen, I'm glad we serve a God that changes not. Listen, he's not like summer, winter, spring, and fall. But he's the God of all. He does not change. Listen, in the circumstance of our situation, does not change God. Amen. Listen, he's still God. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today, the greatness of God. Three things that we look at, neighbor, today, about the greatness of God. Number one, we see, listen, is the plan of God. Amen. The plan of God. Look at what the Bible said in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 3 and verse number 18 and 19, talking about the plan of God. Amen. Listen, this is one plan. Listen, I tell them sometimes, listen, at work when we something goes right, I tell them, I like it when things come together the way it's supposed to. Listen, neighbor, and the plan of God, from Genesis to Revelation, 66 books in the Bible that makes up the Word of God. And it's amazing to me how it all came together. Listen, and we find that in the plan of God, the greatness of God today. The Bible says she is as a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. Look at verse number 19. The Bible said, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath established the heavens. Amen. Listen, we see here the marvelous plan, neighbor, of God. The incredible plan, neighbor, of God today. Listen, do we realize that he created the world from nothing? Amen. Ain't that amazing today? Listen, if I told Brother Dennis, I said, Dennis, listen, he's a good carpenter. I said, Brother Dennis, I want us to, I want a new back porch I built on my house. I need a ramp now where I ain't got to go up those steps. I listen, and Brother Dennis come over there. He said, well, I can start next week. When Brother Dennis comes up, and he says, I'm ready to start. He's going to say, well, I need this 2x4. I'm going to need this 2x6. I'm going to need this plywood. And I looked at Brother Dennis. I said, Dennis, I want this porch. But you got to do it with nothing. That's just about impossible. Amen. I'm not saying God couldn't do it, but it's just about impossible. Do you realize, the plan of God is so great today, Brother Jim, that he spoke out into this vast, world that was full of darkness. And he said, let there be light, and there were light. And the Bible said in 6 days, he created the heavens and the earth. Ain't that amazing today? Amen. The plan of God. How he established the earth and he established the heavens. Neighbor, today, according to the plan of God, he created the world. world from nothing. Amen. I then he didn't stop there. Amen. The Bible says, amen. He reached down and took the clay or dust from the ground. And neighbor, and he made a man. Amen. Ain't that amazing today? I don't know of anybody in here. If I could go out here, Carolyn, and get me a shovel of dirt. Amen. Bring it in here. Amen. Dump it in this floor. And say, this is what I want you to do. I want you to make me a man out of it. I want you to make me a man out of it. Or I want you to make me a woman out of it. Or I want you to make anything out of it. Well, you look at me and you say, that's possible. But see, we see the greatness of God. We see the greatness of God. He said that through him, all things are possible. Ain't that amazing? The Bible said that we see here the plan of God and the greatness of God, how he created the universe and he spoke it into existence out of nothing. And then he took the dust of the ground and he formed it. And listen, and you and I are a reproduction of that same flesh that he created from the dust of the ground. But he didn't stop there. That's pretty good. That's pretty good that he could speak into existence a universe or a world. It's pretty good that he could take from the dust of the ground and form a man out of it. We're living in a day now where they can take, and if they find your body out here somewhere, they find your body out here somewhere. We've got what you call forensic science. I believe that's what would be the proper name of it. But they've got this scientific way. They can take your bones and everything, and they can take your DNA, and they can put it over you, and they can put a sheep of skin over you, and it looks just like who you were. Ain't that amazing? That is amazing. Now, even though man can do that, there's one thing that he cannot do. God spoke the world into existence, and we see the amazing God that we serve. He spoke the world into existence when it was nothing. He took the dust of the earth and he created man. But the amazing thing to me is how the Bible said that he went over and he breathed into his nostrils and he became a living soul. He became a living soul. Now listen, if any of you want to try that today, amen. Listen. I have to take CPR classes at work, and all of our guys have to take them. And if any of you ever took those classes, let me see your hand. Thank God. I'm feeling faint. But anyway, you know how you have to get those mannequins? Now they got stuff you put on there, you don't actually have to put your mouth on them. But you know what? Have you ever imagined, I've been in them classes before, and you get up over that mannequin and you get over it and you. But you know what? I ain't never had one of them things come to life. I never have. I blowed to my skin turn purple. Never have been able to revive one of them mannequins. I lost every one of them. Never have. Every one of them. But ain't that amazing how God, we see the greatness of God. He said, what are we going to compare it to? We see a God that could speak into existence and created everything out of nothing. And then we see the plan of God where he created a man. And then he breathed into his nostrils. And the Bible said Adam became a living soul. That's amazing. That's amazing. And then he didn't stop there. We're talking about the plan of God. And we see how great it is and how magnified this God really is that we serve. See, my friend, a lot of people today, they act like we're serving a little G God. But our God is a capital G. I listen, neighbor, today. He's a magnified God. He's to be worshipped and adored and honored today because of the greatness that he is. He became a living soul. And then He took a rib. Get this. He took a rib. After he had done created the universe, he done made a man. Here he took a rib. Amen. Took that rib and created a woman. A woman. Amen. He created a wife for Adam. Ain't that amazing? Amen. Why are y'all not as excited about creating the woman as you was the man? I don't get it. Y'all was all, woo, a while ago. Now you got that part, and all the men said, what time is it? But he took that rib and he created Adam a wife. Amen. I took Lisa to buy some ribs and got me a wife. Amen. Some of y'all get that later and some of you forget it. That's pretty good. I'm just saying today, we serve a magnificent God. We serve a magnificent God. We see the plan of God. We see the plan of God. And he says here in Isaiah, he said, who are we going to compare it to? What are we going to compare it to when it comes to the plan of God? When he laid it out from the very beginning in Genesis and went through the Old Testament all the way to Revelations to where he said it is finished. The plan of God is amazing. We see the plan of God. We see the greatness of God in the plan of God. Then number two, not only do we see it in the plan of God, but we see it in the provision of God. We see the greatness of God. The greatness of God. The plan of God, the provision of God. The provision, it means this right here, right here. The action of providing for you and I. Making a provision for you and I. The act of providing for you. We see that through the sin of Adam and Eve, through the sin of Adam and Eve, and we preached a little bit on that, I guess it was last Sunday, about the fig leaves and things. We see the sin of Adam and Eve. They had to be a provision made. They had to be a provision made. And that's when the blood atonement for animals came into the picture. They would, it's all, listen, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the only way to get our righteousness with God and get reacquainted with him at where it ought to be, it's always took a blood sacrifice. It always has, whether it was of a lamb, whether it was of a goat, whether it was of a dove. But the Gentiles come along and it took a Savior. It took a Savior. Jesus Christ became our provision. He became our provision. The act of providing for you and I. What can wash away my sin? Had nothing but the blood. Thank God. Hey, he paid the debt that I owed. Thank God. The provision was made at Calvary for my sin and your sin, that we could have victory and life and joy and the blessings of God. Thank God today for the greatness of God. And we see it through the provision of God. We see it through the provision. The way has been made. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will open, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. The provision was made for you and I to have eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we see the greatness of God. Sometimes, I believe, Brother Dennis, God's so good to us that we've come to just expect it. We've come to just expect it. And it's no longer as good as it was. We don't see it as the greatness that it was. But we've just kind of expect God to make the sun to shine. We expect him that in the morning I'm going to get up. We kind of just expect to think, well, I'm always going to have clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. I've just come to expect everything's going to always go right in my life. But it always don't. But it's in those valleys, it's in those storms that we see the greatness of God. That's when the greatness of God is revealed the most in our life. And when we say, it had to be God. It had to be God to work in His power and in His... I told Sister Judy yesterday, she was on the computer talking, and I just told her, I said, Sister Judy, you're a miracle. You're a miracle. When I went into that hospital room and she's on that ventilator, hey, man, listen, me and Brother Tim gathered around her. We said prayer over her, and I thought, surely, surely, this will be it. But we've seen the provision of God come on the scene. We've seen the provision of God come on the scene. Listen, I've been working before in plants. And when I worked at Hun for 16 years, and I won't never forget, about the third time they was going to have a layoff. And they was going to lay off 100. 100 they was going to lay off. And that would have devastated us. You know, the one income completely gone. You know, we would have been in a mess. But they put the sheet up of the 100. I was 101 by the skin of my teeth. 101. No, Brother Charles, that was a provision of God. That was the provision of God. Like the widow woman that said, son, we're gonna take this oil, we're gonna bake a cake, and we're gonna die. But God said, I don't think so. Matter of fact, why don't you go get some more barrels? Why don't you go get some more? See, my friend, sometimes when we think we've just gone as far as we can go, all that's really fixing to happen is you're fixing to see the provision of God. Amen. We see it in the greatness of God. God's been good to us. Amen. God has been great to us. We see it, hey, we see the greatness of God, number one. We've seen it in His plan. No man could have anything to do with the creation of this world. No man. It had to be God. Amen. He didn't create a monkey. Amen. He created a human being. He created a male and He created a female. All of that was part of God's plan. We see the greatness of God. How great He is. How great. I like that song that one of the choirs used to sing. How great it is to serve a living God. How great it is to serve a living God. Listen, nobody don't have to tell me how great He is. I know how great He is. I listen, neighbor, He's blessed me beyond measure. He's supplied my needs according to my riches and glory. There's been times in my life that if it had not been for the provision of God, I would not have known where to turn. I would not have known where to go. But thank God for the greatness of God that the providing sacrifice for you and I today. The action of providing for you and I. We see the greatness of God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Through His Son, Jesus was the provision for you and I. Jesus is the provision for you and I. See, if we go to heaven today, it'll be through this provision. It'll be through Jesus Christ. If the Bible says, he that cometh up any other way, he'd say, depart from me, I never knew you. Isaiah says, what can we compare Him to? What can we compare Him to? Can we compare Him to any? Nothing earthly we can compare the greatness of God. Amen. The greatness of God. Amen. Nothing earthly would compare to. We see it in the plan of God, and we see it in the provision of God. Then number three. Not only do we see it in these two, but we see it, number three, in the proclamation of God. In the proclamation of God. Proclamation is this right here. A proclamation is the official announcement. A proclamation, the official announcement. We look at John chapter number 1, verse number 14, and verse number 15. The Bible says this right here. He said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Boy, there's a sermon in that that just, it's better than chocolate ice cream. When we behold His glory, oh, thank God. Moses had turned his head. He said, I see His glory. Amen. And when the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, John bare witness of Him and cried. Boy, that's what that glory will do. It'll squeeze your heart so tight that you'll leak around your eyes. He said, John bare witness of Him and cried, saying that this was He of whom I speak. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The proclamation. He is who He says He is. Amen. He says, I am the great I am. I am El Shaddai. I am Emmanuel. I am the King of Kings. I am the Lord of Lords. Thank God He proclaimed it to be the truth to set us free. The official announcement, it's official. The greatness of God is incomparable to anything we can experience. If you've never experienced His greatness, you don't realize the true Him. Amen. You don't realize the true Him. But when we experience His greatness for ourselves, and we accept Him as our Lord and Savior, and He becomes our King of Kings, and He becomes our Lord of Lords, and we realize the greatness of God, how great He really was, and how great He really is. Just think about all the things that He did. Just in the plan of God, how it could be possible. And then the provisions that he makes for you and I. And then we find the proclamation of how great He is all throughout the Bible. He said, there is no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. I want to ask you today, as Brother Robbie comes with a verse of a song, have you experienced the greatness of God? The greatness of God. Listen, I know I joke a lot about Max Bakery, and I'm probably their number one fan. But you know what? I can get up here and I can tell you every day, every Sunday, how good their donuts are. I can tell you how the crust, you have to wipe it off, there's so much on it. I can tell you how good it is and how one ain't good enough. And I can tell you that all day long. I can make you hungry. I can make you desire one. But you'll never really know how good it is until you eating it yourself. Amen. Until you enjoying it yourself. Then is when you really experience how great He is. And that's the way Jesus is. A lot of people know Him as just a picture on the wall. A figure of imagination. Like Little Red Riding Hood. The three little pigs. Amen. They look at it as a fairy tale. Something that somebody started generations ago. But when we look at the Word of God and we realize the greatness of how good He is, do you realize He allowed you to get up this morning? We could have been planning your funeral. You could have been planning mine. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But we do know who holds tomorrow. And we see it all in the greatness of God, how great He is. Let us stand together, Brother Robbie. What a great God. What about it today?